It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She is over there in, I believe, near Zurich. But we know she's not in Italy, but that's about it. Hi, Mirella. How are you?
Hi, Jill. Yes, from the area of Zurich today. I wanted to talk to you about a subject that is not really directly linked to the coronavirus, but that is very important in Europe, and it's the crisis of migrants in Greece. As you know, we have been talking about migrations and asylum seekers for many years now, but something new did happen in the past 10 days, which has very big implications for Europe. So, just in a few words, what as you know, I mentioned that, but a very long time ago, we had an agreement with Turkey, with President Erdogan. This was a deal made in 2016 after the very big wave of migrants in 2015. And he basically agreed to have camps in Turkey for migrants in exchange for a certain amount of money. And also a few other conditions, which I will come back to in a few minutes. So considering the fights that are taking place in the Idlib region area in Syria right now, there has been a real movement of displaced people, of really desperate people. One talk about a million of people from Syria trying to go as well in those overcrowded camps that Turkey has already, with 3.7 million people living there at the moment. So this is the moment where President Erdogan used to say enough is enough, these are a lot of migrants, and I want more help with the NATO in Syria in that conflict, and I also want the European Union to keep their promises on the conditions that have been discussed in 2015. So because of the coronavirus, of course, European countries are very busy with other logistical issues at the moment. He decided to simply tell a certain amount of people in the camps in Turkey, Europe is opening the doors, you can go. So what happened? Tens of thousands of people from those camps went to the Greek border wanting to enter Europe. Unfortunately they didn't know is that the borders were by no means open, and that was a way to basically pressure the European Union to listen to Turkey and listen specifically to President Erdogan. What a few countries are doing at the moment, that include Germany, France, Finland, Portugal, Luxembourg, they are going to take up to 1,500 children in the Union, children that are either alone or very sick. One has to consider this image of Greece is not only the blue sky and the warmth and the wonderful climate. Those kids are basically, part of them are sleeping outside and they don't have enough food. So that is a decision that has been taken by those five European countries. I have to admit that I was a little bit surprised that on, I believe, 28 members of the European Union, having only five countries ready to take 1,500 children, was a little bit surprising, to just say the least. The camps are completely overwhelmed. There is a lot of violence on both sides, on the authorities in Turkey and authorities in Greece, tear gas, water cannon, everything possible to keep them out. One of the problem being also, of course, that while a certain amount of those people are Syrian, being displaced because of those really destructive attacks in Idlib, there are also other nationalities like Pakistanis, like Afghans, like West Africans, and those are unfortunately not a priority because obviously war zones and people that have to leave for war reasons are definitely a priority. So Greece decided also to halt all accommodations and benefits for those who are granted asylum. All of this will be interrupted, and they will have to work for a living, which is, one could feel, almost a desperate solution, because chances for many of those people to find a work, to find a job for a living, are very slim, close to none. So let's talk about Erdogan's point of view. So what he thinks is that his country cannot keep the burden of the refugees alone. As I said before, they have 3.7 million and one more million on the way who is trying to escape the fight in the Idlib area. So what he wants is that the European Union help in a much larger way, and also keeps promises that have been made during the deal in 2015. One of those very important promises for him is that he wants a visa-free possibility for all Turkish habitants who wants to travel to the European Union. He also wants a much more airtight deal on a trade agreement. So there are a few things that he definitely obtained with that, because at the beginning of this week, he did meet with the European Union leaders, and while Ursula von der Leyen said that Greece has to behave right in terms of asylum, she also said that Turkey has to keep its word on the agreement, but that also some new rounds of discussions are going to be held in order to see how to implement the promises that had been made in 2015. So one could definitely say that this kind of very pushy action, sending thousands of people in the cold to put some pressure on the European Union, definitely worked. Because now the European Union is basically ready to talk. It's, of course, regrettable that all of this had to happen in order to have this discussion, because people who are at the border right now will probably be taken back from Turkey considering that now the goal has been met. So they will continue to dream of entering the European Union, but it will become increasingly difficult. Also, what can be said to this topic is that, of course, to have those massive movement of people in a time where Europe has absolutely no control on a very dangerous virus is to put a lot of innocent people in danger. And that should be avoided by all cost. And last but not least, one should also definitely try to talk again about this Dublin Agreement, which again put all the burden of migration on countries that have borders with countries that have a lot of migrants trying to enter Europe. That means Greece in this specific case. It could mean Italy in the very near future. And considering the situation which Italy is today, that would be a scenario that is just not even remotely thinkable.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostorfer, over there.
My pleasure.